Welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young, and I'm also a spiritual teacher. The purpose of this show is to gather experience and give voice to the untold stories of the divine and how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. I have questions. Have you ever experienced a dream of wonder and warnings, divine healing, felt intuition, voice of a higher power, touched by an angel, near-death experience, or had a vision that resulted into the divine intervention? If so, I would love to hear from you at 1-888-627-6008. Again, 1-888-627-6008. We're a non-judgmental show. This is a show of healing. This is a healing space where you can tell your story or whatever that happened to you or event or whatever. And no judgment of it. We're just talking about the divine and how he helped us and guide us. There's a higher calling on your life. And I want you to know that, everybody, all the divine people and everybody know that there's a higher calling on your life. My first topic is going to be about comparing yourself with another. But then I want to also have a little divine story, a divine intervention story of my own that took place maybe about 2 weeks ago. I'm just going to let y'all in. You know, I always let y'all in on my stories and my life because that's what I do. My experience was that my sister passed away. I got an older sister, and she was sick for a while, and she passed away on the 5th of, on the 11th. Birthday was on the 5th. She passed away on the 11th, and she lives in Oklahoma, and her kids and everything is in Oklahoma, but and I live in Chicago, and so we were going to drive there. I mean, because at the time, this is Christmas time, we're all, you know, I was going to try to fly, but the prices are just outrageous. I don't know. It wasn't that high the last time I visited her. But when I was trying to go this time, it's around Christmas, and they jack everything up. It was like $850, $900. And right in the middle of my shopping and all this happened. So I wasn't able to, go on those flights. Me and my sister, we wanted to, because if we fly, it's like 2 hours. But if you drive, it's like, oh, maybe 15 hours if you drive, guys. So that's a long way. But we don't have a choice. We got to, you know, support the family. My niece was stressed out because she was like the only one there. And my nephew, I mean, they were trying to hold it together. And she had been taking care of my sister. Long story short, my brother-in-law, my sister, and my oldest brother, we just, you know, we said we were going to go on and drive. I'm not no big driver. So, like, my sister, my brother-in-law, and my brother. So they said, well, we're going to, my brother-in-law said, listen, I got a sister that's passing away. She's in hospice, guy. We're going to go and see her before. We're going to stop by. You got to go to Memphis before you go to Oklahoma. So we got to, you know, go and stop by. I said, fine, we can do that because we've known each other for years. That's my brother-in-law. And she's like my sister, too. So, and she was one of his sisters. Was dying, and one of my sisters, you know, just passed away. So we said, okay, we're going to do that. Make a long story short, we went there. We visited the sister, whatever. My brother-in-law, he seemed fine because he was the main driver. And he seemed okay, guys. He seemed like everything was okay. I can't tell. We went. We had dinner that Saturday. We got started on a Saturday. And that Saturday night, we had dinner, good food. Matter of fact, in Mississippi, they have the best food. Anyway, long story short, we're supposed to get started at maybe about 5 o'clock and go on with this trip because we already traveled 9 hours to Mississippi. And then I think we had another 7 hours to get to Oklahoma. So we spent the night on Saturday and supposed to get up on Sunday and go on and do this drive. So brother-in-law got us up way earlier than 5 o'clock. He said, we're going to get on the road by 3 o'clock. I said, well, I'm not driving. I can't complain. Let me just go along with the process, guys. So I did. Make a long story short, we got ready. We, went on to drive. Everything seemed like it was okay. And then brother-in-law all of a sudden said that, you know, he he had to use the bathroom or whatever. And he couldn't. It was kind of early. The service station wasn't open. That particular one wasn't. Went down the road. And I think we was 2 hours in the drive. So we went, found another service station. By that time, it's maybe about 5 or something like that. Or I don't know. 4:35. I don't know. But anyway, guys, we did what we had to do. We went on back. He seemed to be okay. And all of a sudden, it looked like he got a little confused and he got a little off track, missed his exit, got a little lost. And my sister, she got the GPS or whatever, and, you know, got him back on the road. We need to be on 40 going, you know, to Oklahoma. It looked like he was all right until all of a sudden, guys, he just stopped in the middle of the highway. I mean, he just, I don't know what happened. He just stopped in the middle of the highway. You know, you're on the highway, you know, trucks, cars, everything, it's going. It's going. We're on our way to Oklahoma, buddy. He stopped, and my sister, she was paying a lot of attention to him because he didn't seem right to her. Well, this is her husband. She know him more than, I'm just in the backseat trying to get some sleep because it's 3-4 o'clock and I'm trying to, but I was feeling some unease. You know, the divine people is always speaking to you. You have to know it. Divine is always speaking to you. But I didn't know what this uneasiness was. I was just feeling unease. I was trying to go to sleep, but I was feeling unease. We got lost and I was feeling unease. So she had guided him on the right path. Anyway, he stopped and she asked him, she said, why did you do that? She said, why did you stop? And all of a sudden, he started veering off the road. It was just weird. He started veering off the road, guys. And my sister, she was like, stop. She said, stop. She said, stop. She drove him. She said, stop, stop. And she said, you're going to have to pull over. So he was doing everything he could to pull over. I didn't know exactly what was going on. I thought that brother-in-law did not get enough rest because he just drove 9 hours kind of straight. He had one stop and, you know, coming from Chicago to Mississippi. So I'm thinking he didn't get enough rest the night before. And I really didn't know him until she switched seats with him. She was going in the driver's seat and she was trying to get him to come in the, you know, in the passenger side. But when he got up from the driver's seat, guys, his legs just seemed like it went jello. It just seemed like he just couldn't walk. And I didn't know what that was. Maybe sleepy. So when he got in the back seat, guys, I was like, what's your name? Because I could tell something wrong. He was confused. He was just rumbling. And I'm like, what's your name? Where are we going? Are we going? He was trying to say Oklahoma. But something wasn't right. So my sister said, something's not right. So, guys, so what it was what I meant to say, I'm going to go back and rewind a little bit. But the night before, I'm going to rewind. The reason why I'm rewinding. The night before, they were saying that my brother-in-law had a niece that stayed in Conway, Arkansas. I mean, some kind of way, they was like, she stay in Conway, Arkansas. I mean, you know, that's just nothing if you just talk. But some kind of way, it was just being said more than one time that she stayed there. But the thing is when he was doing all this, we didn't know he had had a stroke at the wheel. We didn't know it. We just thought he was sleeping, but guys, he really had a stroke. And my sister almost got hit by a truck because she was trying to transfer herself from him from the back seat to the passenger side and get in the driver's seat. She didn't get hurt, but we were on the road. He didn't veer off enough to, you know, when she said pull over, she was still kind of sort of in a sensitive spot. But I'm just telling you guys what divine intervention is. God had us, you hear me, and I got to tell you this. We were in the city or whatever it is, the vicinity of where that niece lived, where his niece lived, that Conway that we kept hearing the night before, that seeming like it wasn't that. When my sister recognized, she said he has relative. His niece stayed here because last night they said his niece stayed in Conway, Arkansas. We knew nothing about, I've never been to Arkansas. I didn't know where we were, but she remembered. And I remembered that the name. So anyway, we pulled off. We didn't really know where we were at, but we had to find out the street. We had to call 911. We had to call. The paramedics came. The fire department came. It was serious, guys, in the middle of me trying to get to my sister's funeral. I was trying to make it to my sister's funeral, guys, but I couldn't. In the middle of this was serious. this was very severe. And we took him to the first hospital, and they said that he had a stroke in the brain, and which is, it does go, but he had the worst kind where you're bleeding in the brain, you're hemorrhaging in the brain, and it's some kind of terminology, medical terminology, something that said, you know, it was hemorrhaging in the brain. That's serious. They had to air fly him or whatever in a, you know, jet to the next. I mean, it was getting real serious. I'm like, what? And it was like, family coming here. He has to be flown to the next available hospital. I'm like, flown? This is serious. He's got to go in a jet, and they got to take him to the next, you know, hospital. But my thing is, guys, God had it. Do you know? We got lost for a reason. We got lost. I don't know why we was getting, because, you know, it's a blessing in the, being lost. Because what it was, guys, divine listeners, get this. Now, we got lost for that. I didn't know why we got lost. But if we had kept moving forward, never got lost when the time we got lost, because God had his hand in all of it. If we'd have moved forward, and the nurse said it, or the people at the hospital said, if you were kept going further in Arkansas and past Arkansas, they said it, the next available hospital would have been 2 or 3 hours away. So God knows what he's doing. This is what divine intervention I'm talking about. I'm not just talking, I'm talking about it in my life, that God had us. No mistake that we were in Conway, Arkansas, at this time, closer to a niece. It was an angel. Her husband came at the time. We supposed to, because we didn't know where that second hospital was at. I mean, you know, we were kind of lost, and we were kind of shook up. And it was like an angel. God sent her, the niece's husband. He was like, I'll take you. He was right there. I could tell this was all in God's working, that he would be near his family. He lives all the way in Chicago, but his people that we just visit the night before is just 2 hours away. So I know divine intervention, baby, this is it. And this is not the only time this happened in my life. God is always intervening and divine intervention in everybody's life if they look around. I know it sounds like a regular story, but it's not. It's not a regular story. It's a testimony, because we could have veered off and really been hurt. We really could have been hurt. And because he had lost all use of his ability to drive everything. All his body was like dead weight. When the paramedics was telling me, well, put him on his back. I couldn't put him on his back. It was just like dead weight back there. It took five paramedic guys or four to pull him out of the car. He was just dead weight. He had lost motor. It was everything I knew was in God intervention for him to park, hit the brakes and put it in park, because he had lost use of everything. You hear me? This was God intervention. That we happened to be in the town where his sister is, his niece was at and live. And it's just a testimony, guys, how God intervened in your life. And these stories are real. These stories are real. This testimony is real. You have to pay attention, but you got to put God first. And before I leave, before I even went on that trip, I prayed for a safe trip. See, this is where praying come in at. Yes, it did. Yes, prayer is real. You have to pray before you get in your regular car, or your regular trips. I pray for me to reach all my destinations safe. That's what I pray. And for all, it ain't just me. I say for all to reach their destination safe. You have to pray over yourself. You're protected. In the blood of Jesus, divine. He will protect you, but you got to believe him, and you got to put him first. And so, yes, he's on life support and all that. Yes, he is. But I'm praying he's doing better, and I'll have another testimony for you guys and give you updates on brother-in-law. But he's in good hands. His family is there. So I had to say this story. This is divine intervention. I can't go and not have a story like that and go into my topic. No, I had to tell this story right off top. First of all, I have my life, and my sister have her life, and we have our life. No, I wasn't able to get to my sister. I cried to my niece. She understood. I couldn't. It was too much going on for me to say, okay, brother-in-law, you go on, and your family here, no, we're just going to just go on and head off. I mean, yes, that is my sister, but I couldn't do it at the moment. The driver, my sister wasn't in the right mind, frame of mind to drive. And my other brother, I found found that he didn't have a license. Later, I found that out. I mean, not trying to put his business out, but I'm just saying it was whole thing of why things didn't happen. Now, I cried because I couldn't figure out for the life of me. I left on Saturday, and I could not get to my sister by Monday because the funeral was by Monday. But it just wasn't meant. And some things was in God's hands. Maybe God, this trip was for my brother-in-law. And that's probably what it was for. And that's what I'm believing, that this trip was for him. That God had a special trip for him. My intentions was to reach there. You have your plans, and then God have your plans. So, divine listeners, I just tell you, God is in everything. And all you do, put God first. So, I'm going on to my subject. I just had to, tell my divine intervention story. And everything is all right with my sister. She know in heaven that I, my heart was with her daughter. And I don't want to get teary up on the radio, but all right. So my topic is comparing yourself to another. And I want to talk about this because this is my personal experience, and it's a lot. It's most of all our personal experience where we spend our time comparing ourselves to other people. And I just wanted to talk about this topic. All right. You are a divine being. You know, God made us. He created us in a unique and special way. And we are all on our own path. And our paths are especially for us. I mean, we have our own path. And we don't always know it. I mean, but we have to seek out God and find out what our purpose is. I mean, our purpose, you might be going for something that's not what your purpose is. And you're comparing yourself. And you're comparing your path. But the thing is, to compare your path to another is not doing you justice at all. You know, to compare your looks, your nationality, your skin color, your financial status, all those things you're comparing to other people is it won't do you justice, because you are in a unique, God made us all unique, and you're in a unique situation where God put you here for your own purpose, for his own purpose. And your purpose is to serve God. And we spend a whole lot of time trying to find out who we trying to be like, who we're trying to resemble, because we always look to each other to validate each other and, am I all right? Instead of going to God and then God, no, listen, God made me. How do God feel about me? He made me. So how do God feel about me? God love me. And if God loved me and he say, I'm all right, then I'm all right. You have to go on your own path, live your own experience unique to yourself. Because if you get into all this comparison and all this, comparing yourself to somebody else's house, their clothes, their looks and all this stuff, it just starts a lot of confusion. At least I know in my life, it started a lot of confusion. When I was in third grade, I failed in third grade, okay, but I was always self-conscious about that, and I was always subconscious because that happened to me, and I carried that soreness about me not being enough. That was within me. The truth of the matter is, nothing was wrong with me. It's just that happened. Now it was just an event, but, we take our experience really serious when we're young, and as we grow, we'll keep that experience bubbling in us in some kind of way, and it'll come out in all our phases of our life, and we'll compare each time. So I lived my life and I felt confident in ways, but there was always that way where I felt like less than some kind of way. I went on through school, I went graduated, I did some college, I did all that, and I didn't graduate from college, but I did some college, whatever. But I was always feeling inferior to the ones that did finish college. Or I always felt like I needed to catch up or be somebody that, these people were better than me if they completed. And I just had to go through life knowing that I'm enough. That whatever my experience is, whatever happened to me, they're uniquely to me, to grow me. Everybody has have their experiences, good or bad, or whatever way you want to color it, because it's about how you color it. you can say it's a bad experience, but really all of it, your so-called bad experiences, it's really for growth. It's for growth in real life. But if you're coloring it in a certain kind of way and saying that I'm not good enough, they're better than me, then you always carry that around you. And so I had that growing up kind of thing with me. But then, you know, there was two sides to that that I felt in third grade. It was the other side of it was that I felt less than and not better, and I carried that. But the other side was the fire side of me that I was never going to be a failure. That part of me gave me drive. That gave me drive in all that I did. And I've always been spiritual. I was grown up like that. So that and the spiritual and the drive me to go after what things I want and, you know, do all these things. But what I'm saying is that comparison to other people was always holding me back. You know, now if you compare, I learned not to because I learned to kill that comparison with gratitude. When you see somebody doing better or blessing you, you give gratitude and yourself. You say, that's nice. And if there is jealousy that crop up, if you be so grateful more than you are jealous, grateful will take you. Say, a lot of people say, oh, that's nice, and they feel in that way. But if you say it really sincerely, you know, when you stay grateful within yourself, all the things you've done and accomplished, you're really driving in your other lane. You're in your own lane anyway. I mean, there's no unique car, like if you want to say yourself car, there's no unique lane like yours. So you're always driving in your own lane if you're looking. But if you're looking at somebody else, at their car and their type of stuff, got to have them plan for another type of purpose. And you're not supposed to compare with that purpose he got. Because you can have similar purpose, but what I'm saying is if you're looking at their purpose, like they're supposed to be a singer, they're singing, and they're doing well doing that, and you're looking at them and saying, I want to be a singer and be a singer, but you're not going to be the same type of singer they are if you have that desire. You can learn from somebody. You say, oh, I like the way they're hard, they carry themselves, the way they endure, you know what I'm saying, they're the way they study, they study real good, and they have a good way of expressing themselves. You say, okay, I like that about them. That's not being jealous or whatever. I can use that. You can use some things from people, but you don't have to copy them. You don't have to be a carbon copy. Because whatever you're trying to be, you're going to be you in. My thing is be unique in what God have you purposely doing. And stay in that. Stay in what you're good at. Stay in what gives you joy and don't compare. Don't compare to nobody. Because when I did and when I do, it caused confusion for me. Reason why it caused confusion for me, because that's not where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be what I'm doing. Like what I'm doing now. Yes, there's a lot of hosts doing whatever they're doing. They're doing it fine, but I'm doing a unique thing, me, Karen, my own unique way, the way God wanted me to be, and comparing myself to another, to try to be like someone, copy someone. It causes all kinds of trouble. She's, you know, this, or he's that, he's driving that, or you spend a whole lot of time, you know, we spend a whole lot of time trying to do things. In magazines and watching TV, videos, all types of things, trying to be like other people. And these other people that you admire is trying to be like somebody. Everybody's trying to be like somebody else, comparing to someone else. So the thing is, I want to be me. I want the divine to just flow through me purposely to give the message that I need to and bring the gifts that God gave me. And then find the gifts that God gift to you. You might be a person that can encourage people, or you might be a person that can help people. Whatever it is, your gifts that God gave you, but it's all for service. It's all for service. You ask, Lord, how can I serve? And everybody that's really successful, they're serving somebody. If they're singing, if it was Michael Jackson, Madonna, whatever, believe me, it's a whole lot of people they're serving. So, I mean, you must, if you really want to know, you just need to know how can you serve? You just need to ask God, divine, how can I serve if you don't know your purpose? And it'll come to you. You just keep asking yourself and asking God, how can I serve? How can I best serve? How can I be a servant to the divine? And it'll reveal itself to you if you don't know it. But to compare yourself to others, to try to do something that you're not fit to do, or, you know, or down yourself, you know, because I used to actually down myself because I didn't do this and didn't do that. And I had to learn, no, this is my path. This is uniquely to me. And I don't have to necessarily fit in a mold or do something that somebody else is doing to consider myself successful or consider myself as a successful person or be important or whatever it is that you feel. But the truth of the matter is we all are divine beings. So we all are important. We all special. We all have the same creator. So we all are special in our right, just being here. We don't really necessarily have to do nothing. We just are. We just are. Just breathing. Just being. You ever see a baby? They just are. When they come out, they are. They don't have to do nothing. They don't have to prove to nothing. It's still that way. But you choose your own path. You choose your own career. That's fine. But when you choose it, you choose it knowing that this is you doing it. You know what I'm saying? Is you don't have to compare yourself to nobody else. That you do it your way. It's not necessarily everybody's going to agree with it. Long as you're doing it for the highest purpose, the highest evolution of divine, long as you're doing it in the right, you got the right attitude and the right energy, and you're doing it in divine way, in Jesus ways, in Christ conscious way. You're doing it there, you can't go wrong. I don't care what it is that you're doing to choose it. But to compare to another, compare anything to another, you're gonna mess up. That's all I'm saying. And each time we compare ourselves, we lose. We just lose what it is that we can give, our gifts. God have a perfect plan. He has a divine plan and a purpose for all of us. And we have to be happy about it. And we have to be joyful about it and enjoy our lives and not compare to others. And so I had to learn that through my journey. I had to learn that I was enough in me being who I am. I was enough in my purpose and how I treat people and how I express myself. Because you're supposed to express yourself through the divine. And that's what I do. I express myself through the divine. I always ask God, Lord, show me. Show me through the divine. Show me how to express myself through the divine. What can I do? How can I serve? And I'm constantly asking, how can I serve? And it's revealed to me. And it don't always just be a show. It's just walking up, helping somebody, being nice to somebody in line, letting somebody up, whatever it is that you need to do. Being helpful. It don't hurt being friendly, giving a smile. It don't take all this stuff, but just being you. People just don't know. They think they got to be somebody else. They got to look like somebody else. Just being you makes a difference. It just make a difference if you're just being yourself. It's being who you are. That's when you're being divine. When you're not trying to be like somebody else, you say, hey, this is me. This is my hair. This is who I am. And you give yourself to the world that way, then you receive in a certain way. They can receive your authenticness. They can receive your gifts. They can receive God through you. Because we're always transmitting people, divine listeners. We're always transmitting. And you got to be transmitting the divine. Your thoughts have got to be about the divine. Your attitude has got to be of a servant nature. You have to be in that state of mind where you want to serve. You have to be in that state of mind where you want to give and be in that state of mind where God is. You got to dwell where God is. You have to put him first, front, and center in your life. When you first get up in the morning, when you go to bed, and throughout the day, You have to see where your mind is. Because, yes, we can be distracted on a lot of stuff. I've been distracted. And this and that and different family issues and different stuff. And why did they do this? And then you say, hey, wait a minute. In the middle of you say, wait a minute, where's my mind? Where are my thoughts? But I see I'm getting carried away. I'm getting where I'm just arguing lately. I'm getting to be upset a lot. So that's when I have to get quiet and meditate or be still, pray, or whatever way you guys can do it. But the thing is, God can work through you 100% when you're yourself. And when you're in the receiving mode, you got to be in the receiving mode where God can purposely, and then you can evolve with him. I mean, it's not like he's just going to be there. You have to evolve with God. You have to be in receptive of him. And how you can be that is you have to be still. You have to be still and let God through you. You got to be in the receiving mode. And that's the way I am. That's the way I'm always trying to be. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but, you know, but that's where you have to be. That's where God can move through your life. God can bless you and be with you in a way where you know your purpose. And you can move through life in a purposeful way, in an excellent way, because we're all divine beings. And we're here to share our gifts, our love, our experiences. We have so many experiences. We're here to share them. We're here to, you know, not compare them, but just share them. And if we can learn from each other, that's what I meant earlier. If we can learn from people, their work ethics, how they do things, if they're doing, this person is doing things in a good way, you want to learn from that. You want to learn from the best. You know, I'm not saying learning. That is not comparing yourself in a bad way. But you're learning from it. You learn, like, I can learn some of this or I can learn some of that. That's not really comparing. I'm saying comparing and lowering yourself or comparing and being jealous or comparing yourself and putting yourself down or putting the other down or being in a mixed up state of mind, thinking that you're not good enough or they not good enough or they think they're better than you or whatever it is that we compare cause confusion. And I'm trying to tell you that you don't need to do that. There's another way, and there's always a higher way of doing things. Always the higher way is the divine way. It's always a higher way of doing that, you know, that don't present all this jealousy and doubt and self. Reason why I'm saying it, because I know it have happened to me in my life, and I've learned from it, and I just want everybody to just be themselves. On purpose, have a purpose, and put the divine, Jesus Christ, Christ consciousness, whatever way you want to call it, but God first. If you put God first in the middle of any and everything, every situation, I don't care what it is, you put God first, the divine first in the middle of it, then he can work through you because he know who you are. He know what you are, and he know how you serve. And he know you're free at the real core of it. We're free beings. We're free divine beings. But we just don't know it. We got a lot of stuff in front of us saying this, that, and the other. But we really are the free divine beings. So you have to know that you're free. You're free. You're free. And you're free to have your own purpose, your own path, do it your way, your own way. I mean, people may not understand it. Well, she's doing it this way. We all do it. We all collectively do it another way. She's going against the grain. She's not doing it the way. No, don't pay attention. And they'll have talk off your path. You'll be off listening to what others say. Stop dealing with others and deal with the divine. Let God lead you. Let the divine lead you. Pray for your purpose if you don't know. And if you already know it, perfect it more with. Stay with it and let be more guidance, because you cannot get, you know, not enough guidance from God. So you always be guidance, letting God guide you. And you don't always know where the path take you, but you know, just stay up and let God lead you on your path. And your path is not going to look like someone else. it's definitely not going to look like someone else. Even if you're singing or whatever it is you're doing, or whatever it is that your career take you to, counseling, psychiatrist, whatever it is that you're doing in your life, it's going to only look like your path. Even that other person's path may be looking good. That's their path. And even if you have to say it out loud, you say, well, that's Lisa's path. She's doing very well. That's her path. Now I'm going to concentrate on my path. I'm going to concentrate on my purpose. And once, the minute you do that, your energy changes. Your whole everything changes. When you start saying, that's her, this is me, bless her. And matter of fact, just bless everything around you. That'll kill a lot of jealousy, too. That kills a lot of jealousy. Just say bless them. I mean, then mean it, too. Say bless them. If you bless it and mean it, then the energy of that blessing for that person, and it's contagious, guys. It's going to bless you. It's going to bless that person and everything. So you got to stay in that path where you're blessing everything and everybody around you on your path. You're not comparing. You're not doing any of that. You're just on your path because this is your path. And you're growing on your path. You're in spirit on your path. You're learning on your path. That's when you can be, when God, you can be your very best. And the word best is not good enough. You can really be, you can be more elevated with that, with God. You can be at your evolution with God, Christ consciousness. You can evolve through this divine path that you're on. But you have to stay on your own path and not compare. And the minute you compare, you're gonna lose all your path. Some of your path, or you're going to lose your drive or whatever it is that you need because you're comparing. And my thing is, stay on your path. First of all, stay grateful on your path. And always be grateful. Stay in your blessings because you're always blessed. I'm always blessed. Even when it don't look like it, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And when I was lost, I'm blessed all the time. You have to know you, God is in it all the time. He's present. And once you know this, and you feel this in your spirit, God is always present. God is here. God is always the divine in me. You can move forward quickly, fast, and you can get on the right path faster. Because we get distracted. We get what be happening on our path. So I just want to say, stay in your path. Don't compare your path with another, because that's why you can't. You say, well, people don't understand me. They don't. Going on with me, my mother don't understand it, my brother, whoever don't understand us, they're not supposed to. You're unique. You're a divine, unique person. People are not going to understand everything you're doing and what you're trying to do. But does God do? Yes, because he created you. He understands 100%. He understands your path. He understands what's going on with you. And that's why you have to get into the divine center. And put him in center, front and center in your life. And come out of this comparison thing. This whole life is, I look at everything, the news, all of them. Everybody's in comparing. Everybody's trying to beat each other out. We all just in this thing where, you're constantly feeling like you got to be better than the other. The other one's better than you. You're constantly in battle with this. It's so deep, guys, you can't even compare with your family member. You can't compare with them either. Even if you're from the same family, you can't compare with them either. They're on a different path. It might be similar path. You might be saying, oh, we're on a similar path. But the minute you start saying, looking over there at them, then, you're going to get kind of confused again because you're saying, okay, this is my family. How could this person get this thing and go further? No. That might be your family member. Or you know better than somebody. Somebody might be doing something worse than you. They're drinking or they're struggling in their way. That could be their path at that moment. Everything is for a reason. That's their path at that moment. You're not better than them either. There's no better than. You got to get out of that too. You're no better than nobody that's doing, having a hard time struggling. You're no better. You're no holier. I don't care how much divine thing. We're all divine beings. We're all divine beings, and we're all equal at it. I ain't no better than somebody that's struggling with alcohol or drugs. They're just in their own path at this time. Their path is a little shaky. They have lost their way, but they're still a divine being. They're still come from God. God still loves them. I'm not better than them. You're not better than them. They're no lower than you. They're doing their what they're doing is lower. Their action is a lower action. Lower vibration is what it is. Their action is at a lower vibration. And they need to bring themselves on their path and get focused. They're unfocused on their path. Something has stopped them from being on their path. They're on their path. They got distracted some kind of way on the path. But we all on this divine path. God made all of us. We're no better than nobody. So really, we can't really judge another. We can't compare to another, but we also can't judge. Well, this person is unjudged. They're something that is scum of the earth. Well, a guy has to judge that. You have to stay on your path, pray for them, and have compassion, and be on your path, praying and having compassion. Because you don't know what that person's path is. You don't know how God is dealing with that person. You don't know what that person's soul came down here to learn. You all learning through something, whether it's a lower vibration or a higher one. We can learn through it, but it's all choice. You see, it's all choice in what you want to learn. On the hard way, it's a lot of people, they decide to learn the hard way. Well, I'm a rob all the liquor stores. Well, you can learn yourself through that if you like. It's a whole lot of liquor stores. You can rob all of them. You'll end up in jail. You'll learn through it. If you won't, you'll go to jail again and learn through it. Whatever it is, don't mean God loves you less. It's just you chose a path where you're learning in that way. You could choose a path where good path where you learn it. You're helping people. You're learning through that path, but you know better than somebody else because they chose the wrong path. And you can't compare yourself to that other person. They are in their own. Right. And on their own path, your job is to be staying with the divine, staying on the path what's put down here to be. And if you don't know it, you have to ask. You have to find it. And when you find it, you'll know it. Because nothing can keep you from it. Nothing can keep you from it once you find your path. You just need to know what it is that you need to do. And like I said, a good way of doing this, ask God, how can you serve? Or you can ask God, what is your purpose? You can ask God whatever it is that you want and be built to you, but you got to be open for the answer. You can't ask it and go off and don't receive the answer. The answer is there, but you have to be still enough and willing enough to listen to it, and God will it. And when you get it and you're on your path, you really, it's on your path for God. And that's where you don't compare to nobody else. Because we all on this divine path, but it's the same path. It's a divine path, but it's a different path. All paths lead to God. All of them lead to God. I don't care what it is. I don't care what religion, what you are. It leads to God. You only have one creator. So my thing is, don't compare yourself. Don't think you're better than nobody and somebody lower than you or better than you or whatever, and you're not lower than somebody. And money has nothing to do with it. It's paper. It's energy. It's good for everybody. It's not evil, but it doesn't lessen the value of someone if they don't have it. That's the way we were taught, the value of the money and the value of people. Value the money and don't value the divine people that's making it. But money, people are not spending. What's money if it's not value? With people, we need the divine people in order to be here. We're here to share this divine space. And God made all. God created all of it. So this is the divine world. And so nobody's better than nobody. nobody's less on. They don't used to you thinking you're less than somebody because you make less money. Or you comparing yourself because they got a hot ride, they have a hot car, whatever it is. Or even looks, you know, because looks can go far. Yes, they're beautiful. You're not as attractive, but that it gets beyond that. It's way beyond that. When you're dealing with somebody for a while, when it fades, all that fade, it gets down to divine energy. It gets down to the divine soul. All that means nothing. So it's not a good thing to compare. It's good thing. The good thing is that you learn and evolve from it, from each other, learn from each other. But to compare, you are a unique individual, special, got special instructions from God, and we got free will too. We can do what we want. I mean, we can compare if we want to. We can do all that. God gave us free will. But it's just when you do it in the energy of it, whatever it is, it always come back. Like I said, whatever you putting out is always coming back. If you putting out anger, if you putting out jealousy, it's always being received back. So, I mean, it's not like, you know, who can stop you? I mean, you can do it to me if you want a clearer life. You know, you stay on your path and not compare your uniqueness to someone else. Be your unique self, whatever it is. And let the world see how beautiful and wonderful you are and all your gifts and all your things. And if you are where you're supposed to be, okay too. That's okay too. Still bless your path, bless where you are. And when you're in that energy, you're moving anyway. You're in a better space anyway. But you got to be in that blessed mood and move, everything changed. All your energy, your whole environment changed when you're in that. But when you're in that other energy where you're comparing or you're jealous or whatever, it changed the whole atmosphere. It goes to another atmosphere, and then you end up feeling bad. You think you're mad at the person, or you think you angry with the person, but it's you feeling all these feelings. So we're back on that path where you got to, you know, put the divine. You have to put the divine first, because that's where your power is. That's where God is inside of us anyway. You know, they say the kingdom is within. And it is. So you have to always nurture that and nurture your thoughts, nurture your mind, and know that the path you're in is especially for you, designed for you. God have all of us on path. And there's a special thing for all of us. He love us. He love us so much. He just gave us free will. And he know that eventually, you know, all paths lead to him. But I'm just saying what comparison do to me and do to others. And what he had done to me, and, you know, and how it messed my mind up comparing. And so when I realized that, you know, I'm just unique and special in the Lord, in Christ, I'm not no better than nobody. Nobody's better than me. Once I know that, feel that, then I can let people be the way they are. You know, you don't have to change nobody. You don't have to try to get them to convince them to do anything. You don't have to kiss nobody, but to be what you want to be. When you path and know who you are, know who you serve, which is the divine, then you can be on your path. And your path is going to open up, and you're going to be blessed for it. You're going to be known for it and blessed for it. Like I said, we're always admitting. We're always admitting our energy. And we want our energy to be good. We want it to be divine. We want people, we want to come in the room and fill the room up with the divine energy, good energy, great energy. You want to fill that room up with the healing energy. All you have to do is think of healing. Like, Lord, how can I heal this room before I come? I ask that. How can I enter this room and heal it? Yeah. And then that healing space, you can heal. You don't even know that what impact that is. You have to ask the right question. If you asking the wrong, why did this happen to me? Or why all these wrong things are going wrong with me? You're going to get that kind of response. I wanted to finish up the conversation in you know, being on your path and staying on your path and not comparing your path to someone else, and knowing that God is in your path from the beginning to the end. And like I said, making God first, putting him in front of your life before you do anything. That way you know that your path, you're going to have some bumpy roads. It's not that you're not going to have anything, but you'll be more focused. You'll know you can handle your path. You'll know whatever comes up, what you encounter, you can come up, because you're knowing it in truth. You know that God is with you and he's present. If you know that in your encounters, you can deal with them much better. You can get through some of the, you know, the difficult parts that comes up in your encounter. But you have to know that God is here and he's working with you, and he's guiding you all every step of the way. I'm telling you, everywhere I go, God is guiding me. He's always, like I said, I was in the back of that seat and there was some uneasiness. Now, I didn't know what the uneasy, but God was talking to me then. You have to always pay attention to your intuition, your feelings, everything. Just pay attention on this path. What God got going for you, because you can always feel it. God is always speaking to you in people. I know this is something really strange. Small, but I tell what God do, big and small. I went to go get some gas today, and for some reason I was really busy. And but God is always helping me. I say big and small. Can I say small things too? I am anyway. I do. I just give God the glory on everything. And for some reason I bought the gas, but I was in a big old hurry, and I just got in the car and drove off, guys. Because my mind was, I was doing too much stuff today, and drove off. I didn't put it in. But for some reason, some guy drove up beside me and was telling me my gas cap was, he was like, your gas cap. When he said my gas cap was off, that let me know that you didn't get your gas. God was telling me, you didn't even get your gas. Go back. And I was praying the whole way. I know it's small things, but you know, that let me know that God is everywhere. I know you say, well, God, I mean, that's any incident, but no, I wouldn't have known. And I just drove right back. I was praying that somebody wasn't getting my gas when I pulled up at the, nobody was getting it, guys. And I got my gas, but I'm just saying, you have to pay attention all day long with God messages. He's always messaging you. He's always tugging at you, you know, on this path. So you on your unique path, stay on your unique path. Be within yourself. Know that whatever it is that you got to offer is wonderful. It's extraordinary. It's God given. Why? Because you're here. You just wouldn't be here. He don't create no mess. He don't create no mistakes. If you're here, you're here. It's not by accident. It's not by accident that you're listening to my show. It's something that you need to hear. It's something that you need to hear from the show. And I hope that you hear it and hear it in a way where you put God, the divine, first in everything you do. And pay attention. Pay attention to your life. Pay attention. Not comparing it. Pay attention to your path, your life, what you got going, your purpose. And if you don't know it, ask for it. And God will reveal it, and be there when God do it. Stay quiet, receive it when he do it, and know that you're led every step of the way. God didn't bring us down. God, angels around. I feel my angels all the time. So you got the angels around us and everything like that. And he had the angels with me in that car. He had the angels with my brother-in-law, you know, in the hospital, all around, all that whole, you know, when we got lost, all that, everything. But then it's just not this incident, divine listeners. It's all the time. I have many stories that's all the time throughout my life that God is always around, but it's because I stay in it. And he's with us even when we don't. I mean, sometimes we don't stay in it. It's just that you got to be present to the truth. The truth is God has never left. God has always been here. But we have to be present to the truth. And once you present to the truth that's always in your life and in a constant, that you know who you are, you know what you are, and you know how you serve, and you serve the divine, and you're free, you're free, you're free, then you know that God is always in presence. So people, I just wanted to say, comparing yourself to another does you no justice. It does no justice for you. So compare yourself to no one and stay in the faith. And that does it for us now. My next show is January the 12th, 2019, 8 o'clock Central Time. We're going to continue our divine discussions. And in the meantime, you can contact me, DIV, from dark to light, gmail.com. I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys. Good night, and God bless, and have a good week.